don't fuck around with my dog. All that I can see, I steal. I fill up my garage. 'Cause in my mind, music from Jamaica, all the love that I found. Pull over, there's a reason why my soul's unsound. It's you, it's that shit stuck under my shoe. It's that smell inside the van. It's my bedsheet covered with sand.
Welcome everybody to a brand episode of the Rockin' Wrestling Podcast, rockinwrestlingpodcast.podomatic.com. My name is Ninja Tyler Black. I'm joined, as always, by sweet Jim Reaper from Kansas City, and Hulk Hogan called us niggas.
He sure did. How about that?
Yeah. So that's what everybody in the wrestling world is talking about. Hulk Hogan don't like niggas, apparently.
Apparently not. Or at least, like, saying it a word a little too much.
Yeah, saying it way more.
Yeah.
And I'd be comfortable with it. Any rich white man saying the nigger word.
Yeah.
So, Jim, we use the word nigger a lot on this podcast. So, in light of Hulk Hogan calling us niggers, we're going to continue using the nigger word.
Yeah.
As much as I feel like it, because it's my word. Hulk Hogan, you have no right to call me a nigger or any other nigger a nigger. All right?
Nigga.
you have no reason to say nigga, nigga, H, nyucka, or the YU sound.
Or even the abbreviated my nig.
None of them. You can't say no more forms of nigga. Hogan. Uh-huh.
I'm cured now.
Fred Willard can say it. You can't.
Yeah, Fred. Yeah, it's okay for Fred Willard to say it. Seriously, because he's funny.
Thinking like my daughter can't fuck no nigger unless he's 8 feet tall and worth $100 million. All he's saying, yeah. Oh, the nigga gonna borrow French fry. Nigga, is you gonna give it back? That's okay. That's acceptable use of the term nigga.
Oh shit, that was, yeah, and it's really funny that it's like WWE like fired him before it actually even came out,
right?
And now they've been trying to scrub him away from like the website, and they took Hulk Hogan's Rock and Wrestling off of the network
when you were only 3 episodes in.
Yeah, it's like I didn't watch it all the time, but I like the option of being like, wow, I kind of want to watch a shitty cartoon. I think I'll watch this because it's pretty bad and just completely ridiculous.
Hulk Hogan's not even in it. It's Brad Garrett. So Brad Garrett,
yeah,
my friend who came up on my radio shack, hung out with me and Derek. He has to pay the price for Hulk Hogan's racism.
Yeah, yeah.
Brad Garrett was cool as hell. Hulk Hogan was a dick.
Yeah. But I'm not gonna drag Brad Garrett into this because he's also the main man Lobo. So
he is the main man Lobo.
He gets complete amnesty from all of this.
Yeah.
He was just an innocent voice actor in the '80s.
Also wound up, an 8 foot tall nigga worth $100 million.
Right. He is. He is huge.
That is a big dude.
Yeah. He's got a great voice, though. He really does. I like his voice a lot. But meanwhile, watch this fucking Everybody Loves Raymond all the time. You ever watch that?
No, because that show is for old white people.
Yeah.
And it's not that funny.
Yeah. Every once in a while, the old man will catch me off guard with something pretty funny. Like if I'm like walking through the front room or whatever, talking to meanwhile, I'll just be standing there and like, I don't know, he'll do something like old and crotchety, which kind of makes me laugh because that's funny to me. Old crotchety people are pretty funny. So,
I mean,
other than that,
in the family.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's not like I'm in there like talking to me while she's watching it, and then I'm like standing there for a second, just like, you know, hanging out, and I'm like, oh, that's pretty funny. That old guy's pretty funny. Everything else on that, except Brad Garrett's pretty funny.
Yeah, Brad Garrett is probably the best part of that show, but like,
yeah.
Ray Romano's fucking dry and fucking lame.
Oh, no. Wait, yeah.
That's Agent 24. I mean, Henchman 24.
Yeah, it's also Ray Romano. Let's be real here.
It's slightly different.
He was really, if you ever watched Dr. Katz, he was really funny on Dr. Katz.
Ray Romano or Agent 24?
Ray Romano.
Okay.
Ray Romano was really funny on Dr. Katz.
That was pre me having cable or probably even a television at that point. So
yeah. Yeah, I only had cable over here. I didn't have cable at the trailer. I refrain from calling it a house because let's be real. I grew up in a trailer.
I did not.
Yeah. Trailer park life.
TPBs. Were you Ricky or Julian?
I was probably Bubbles more than anything. Like all my other friends were Ricky and Julian. That was everybody else. Because it like trailer parks were just full of kids that were just like the kids your parents always told you couldn't talk to or hang out with, or if you did hang out with them, like, you know, be careful around them.
Right.
Yeah.
I was kind of a loner as a kid, so I didn't really hang out with too many people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have the same group of friends I had then as the same group of friends I have now.
That's insane.
I know.
I don't have the same group of friends from 5 years ago.
Like, that's lifelong, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's Jeff and Brian and Josh. Jeff and Brian, Jeff and Josh I met in kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian, I didn't even meet until high school.
I couldn't tell you the name of one person I was in kindergarten with.
Really?
Yeah. That was...
Yeah. Well, just about everybody I was in kindergarten with, save for a couple people, I was in school from kindergarten. Some even, there was like one or two, maybe three kids I was in there since preschool.
Yeah.
Then kindergarten, all the way to through fifth grade. Then we went to middle school, so eighth grade, all the way till we graduated. There was like a handful of kids.
That just seems so boring. It's like you see the same niggas for fucking 12 years. Like, get some variety in that shit. Go to a new school and meet a new kid like Gus Griswold or some shit. Like, mix shit up. Like, oh, you go to this middle school, I'm going to go to this middle school, see what these niggas is like. Well, I'm going to go to this high school over here. This shit,
I didn't want
to
move around a lot. Like, I was comfortable around those people. Like, new people, it took me a minute to like be friends with Brian, because everybody made fun of me for wrestling when I got to high school. And I was on the bus reading WWF magazine, and he pops up over the back seat behind me, and it's just like, oh, WWF magazine. And I just kind of like look over my shoulder like, fuck, here we go. Yeah, I'm reading this. What do you got? And he's like, yeah, my mom used to get me a subscription to that. Great. Awesome. And I just kept...
voice in high school. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's like my best Brian impression.
It's funny because he's going to hear this.
I know. I don't care.
So what's been going on in the world?
Besides
Hulk Hogan calling us niggas and faggots.
Besides Hulk Hogan spreading hate speech, shit, I mean, not a whole lot. There was a theater shooting. I know that.
A theater shooting?
So, yeah, there's another one. That train wreck movie that just came out with Judd Apatow directed with Amy Schumer.
And John Cena?
Yeah, John Cena's in it. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was at that movie. It was in Louisiana.
Damn, we're in Louisiana. Shoots up train wreck. Were they looking for Ant-Man and they went to the wrong theater?
I don't know. I don't know.
Train wreck, really?
Let's see. Louisiana.
Louisiana theater. I just typed Louisiana as like third result.
Oh, yeah, it said shooting.
Damn, all see like
Lafayette. Is in Lafayette. Yeah.
It was probably Ray Ray and them from The Chaperone.
Brian Ray Ray and them. It's always fucking Ray Ray and them.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
It's Ray now, just Ray.
Yeah, fucking Ray Ray. Just Ray now. That's what I go by, because I'm all changed and shit.
I've changed. But you abandoned us, but I've changed. Did you watch that Click documentary on the network?
Yeah, I did.
What'd you think of that? I only saw a little bit of it.
It was awesome.
I saw Skinny,
are you talking about the one that can't... Are you talking about the one that was on tonight or the first look at the DVD?
The first look at the DVD.
Okay, because there was one, there was something on tonight that I didn't know, and I just saw it come up on Twitter, so I'm going to watch that later.
Okay.
I saw Skinny Lex Luger,
and I got scared and ran away.
Dude, Lex Luger in that thing, he is orange, except for around his eyes. Around his eyes are pale white.
Because the rest you can't tan your eyes.
It's fucking weird looking. It looks insane.
Like, why are you tan, Alex? Where do you have to be that you have to be so tan?
I don't know where he at. Like, wrestling conventions, I guess. Like, his neck is so skinny now, too. Like, he looks like a turtle that was, like, super fucking buff, like Slash or something. And then he just deflated. Like somebody fucking spilled that retro mutagen ooze on him and he just fucking got all skinny and shit. Just got all skinny and weak and orange and
he's like painting Batman and Robin before he became Jeep Swinson.
Yeah. Yeah. Like after they fucking pull the tube out of the back of his head, he becomes a little skinny guy.
Right.
But no, that was awesome. I liked watching that. And I legitimately want to get that DVD.
Yeah.
So.
And it's funny because the Click wasn't really a real faction. They were just.
Yeah, it wasn't a real faction. It was like, because they talked about the BSK. It was just a backstage gang.
Yeah.
The fucking Bone Street crew.
The Samoans and the Undertaker.
Mm hmm. And
Godfather.
Yeah. Godfather.
I think that was the BSK. It was Samoans, Undertaker, Midian, and Godfather. The other Godwin. I don't know if he was in it. Henry Godwin.
Henry Godwin.
Yeah. Or he may have been.
I can never remember if Midian was Phineas or Henry.
Yeah. Midian was Phineas. Phineas I. Godwin. Yeah. Because he was the new Godwin. Henry was the original Godwin.
Okay. I like the Godwin.
Mark Canterbury and Dennis Knight.
Oh, yeah. When they were Southern Justice.
Yeah.
I liked that a lot, and they never did anything with it. I was bummed.
That's because Mark Canterbury broke his fucking neck.
Oh, was that what happened?
Yeah. He broke his neck wrestling Legion of Doom, and this shit just kept bothering him for a while. It's like, yep, I can't wrestle anymore.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. Neck injuries suck.
Yeah. Because I really liked when, they were Jeff Jarrett's backup. After Jeff Jarrett went, bad guy and he cut his hair short and everything, started carrying the guitar around.
Yeah.
I liked that a lot. I don't know what it was about it. I just liked it a lot. But then shortly after, we got Jeff Jarrett and Owen Hart, so it all worked out.
I don't think there's ever been a period of history that I've ever liked Jeff Jarrett. Like ever.
I know he gets a bad rap sometimes, but I've always enjoyed him. He's always been one of my favorite guys.
I've just never been a fan. He just doesn't do anything for me. Not WCW Jeff Jarrett, not new NWA Jeff Jarrett,
With my baby tonight Jeff Jarrett.
Not with Tennessee Lee. I like Tennessee Lee and I like the Roadie.
I didn't really care for whenever they had the NWA group in WWE.
I like Jim Cornette, so
yeah, I like Cornette. I don't know. I just thought it was weird to have them have an old wrestling organization as an NWO gang at the time.
Yeah,
as a faction. It's like, this is strange. I don't like this at all. Like, not at all. And they brought back the Rock and Roll Express, which could still go at the time, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those dudes are timeless. They're ageless. Every time I see them, they look the same.
They keep their fucking mullets. They are not going to let that shit go. Like, you got to keep that gimmick.
Oh, yeah.
They live the gimmick.
Otherwise, they ain't fucking rock and roll, dude. Otherwise, they ain't rock and roll.
Yeah.
But I did like the feud they had with the Headbangers, though. Like, that was kind of cool.
Who, Rock and Roll or the New Midnight?
Rock and Roll.
Okay. I didn't know they had a feud with Headbangers.
Yeah, they had like a... Yeah, because the Headbangers, like, stole the NWA tag titles.
Okay.
Like, they... I can't remember. They did something illegal. Like, the ref's back was turned. They nailed, like, Ricky Morton with a boombox or something.
Okay.
Or something like that.
That was, and then always they stole playing the, Beautiful People for some reason. Like, they instantly had, like, a single.
That was the only song that ever played in 97 was fucking Marilyn Manson everywhere. That was the only song in 97.
Wasn't their original music for some reason? Like, they couldn't have like a real band and just music. They're fucking headbangers and shit, and like they gotta have a boombox playing music. You could have had like real music, or you could have just had Thorn in Your Eye or some shit.
Right. I wish the Headbangers had taken off a bit more. They were great. I really like them.
Then they had Comb Titty Era Headbangers.
Yeah, Clone Kid Aaron.
They had regular Chaz beating his wife. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where they did an angle where he broke character. So they had, like, he was Beaver Cleavage, and they did a work shoot where he, like, oh, this is stupid. I don't want to be Beaver Cleavage. And they're like, Chaz, you broke character last week. What happened? Like, come the fuck on with this bullshit. Let me watch wrestling.
Is that when, and then that's when Chaz started wrestling in his boxer shorts, I think.
Yeah, the Joe Boxers.
Mm-hmm.
With his smiley faces.
Then shortly after, he was teaming with D'Lo Brown.
I'm just a kid from Jersey. Just want to have a good time.
Yeah. Then he was teaming with D'Lo Brown, and then they were with Tiger Ali Singh.
Yeah, they went from low down wearing basketball pants.
Yeah.
Just as a weird tag team where the finisher was Chaz would hit a hurricanrana from the top rope, and D'Lo would hit the low down. And then they became like Indians with turbans and shit, and it was like,
yeah, and then right. That was it. That was it.
This is gonna be my Sunday Night Heat. All
right, mm-hmm. This is what it's come to. All right. Oh man, that was good shit. I watched the other night a Bret Hart versus 1-2-3 Kid. That's on Raw. That was a really good match. I had nothing more to say about it. It was just awesome. We were talking about old wrestling.
So let's talk about something awesome. No, let's talk about something not awesome first. Nakamura is injured.
Wait a minute. I think I heard this.
Yeah, he got hurt wrestling Yuji Nagata. He hurt his elbow. So he missed today's G1 match against Michael Elgin. So he forfeited, and Michael Elgin got a point. Fucking up all our brackets and shit. So you got your pen and paper ready, right?
Yeah, so I didn't write down all of it.
No, it's cool. I just need you to keep points of. So we're going to have the T1 climax where it's Tyler versus Jim, and okay. Who can pick the G1 best. And so the way the rules are, if you pick a match right that I don't pick and vice versa, it's 1 point.
Okay.
All right. If we both pick the same match, if we both pick the same and it was right, no points. If we were both wrong, no points. We only get a point if one of us was right and the other wasn't.
Okay.
All right. Makes sense?
All right.
Cool.
Makes sense.
So, night one. All right. We had... Ooh, shit, am I on this right? Okay, yeah. So, first match was Tenzan versus Gallows. We both picked Gallows and Tenzan won. Let me get my... Okay. Gotta get my official results up so I can see this while I do both of them. Alright. Makabe versus Toriano. We both picked Makabe. Makabe won.
So the first two matches we don't have any points
in. Yep.
Okay.
Alright. Then it had Tetsuya Naito versus Bad Luck Fale. I picked Naito. You also picked Naito, and Fale won. No, Naito won. My bad. Naito won. It was AJ versus Shibata. We both picked AJ. AJ won. Then it was Tanahashi versus Ibushi, which you saw, which was an awesome match. And Tanahashi won, but we both picked Ibushi.
Okay, so neither one of us
got any points for day one.
Have any points right now.
It's cool. It's cool. Hey.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long ass month.
Yeah. We'll have some kind of Skype death match for the if it ties all the way to the end.
Okay, so Block B, night one. All right, we had Kojima versus, Tomohiro Ishii. We both picked Ishii. He won. Then they had Goto versus Tanahashi. No, Yujiro. Goto versus Yujiro. I picked Goto. You picked Yujiro, so I get 1 point.
Okay.
We had Yuji Nagata versus Hanma. Nagata won. I picked Nagata. You picked Nagata. Cool. Then we had Michael Elgin taking on Okada, and Okada won, which we both picked. And then it was Carl Anderson versus Nakamura. We both picked Nakamura, and Carl Anderson won. Big upset. Machine Gun Hoot got that big win.
Yeah, yeah.
It was an awesome match, too, by the way. Carl Anderson is the shit.
He is the shit.
All right. So
you're ahead by one.
One to nothing.
Yeah. So, not bad. Not bad. You'll probably win this, more than likely.
I do follow New Japan more closely, but hey, there have been some things that I picked that just didn't pan out. But hey, you never know. You got some lucky picks. So I do keep track of this.
Yeah.
Let's see. So
this is gonna be fucked up because I picked fucking Shinsuke for like every match that Shinsuke's in. I picked Shinsuke,
and now he's hurt.
Yeah.
Who knows? He might. Hopefully, he'll be back by the next. Next show, I think, is Friday.
I would hope so. I mean, those guys get kicked pretty hard, like on the regular. Like, I'm sure.
That's what
I'm sure they're tough enough.
Toriano, and he was like in a sling.
Yeah, I'm sure they're
mad.
I'm sure they're tough enough to fucking yeah, like they're tough enough to get back out there in no time flat. And speaking of tough enough. Our fucking man ZZ defying fucking odds again.
Yeah.
Like, and fucking Mata gone.
Can we keep up with this game though? Can we keep up with this game before we go to tough?
Are we still doing this?
Yeah, bro. We got a few more shows to go through. We only did two shows.
I'm sorry, man. I thought we were done with that.
Nah, nigga.
I thought it's only been that so far. So
okay. No, there's like a show like every other day.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So next block A show. Kota Ibushi versus Doc Gallows. Ibushi won. I had Ibushi. You also had Ibushi. Cool. All right. Bad Luck Fale versus Makabe. Bad Luck Fale won. I picked Makabe. You also picked Makabe. So no points. AJ versus Yano. AJ won, of course. We both had AJ, of course, because how are we going to go against AJ?
Right.
Shibata versus Naito. Shibata won. I had Shibata. You had Naito, so I get a point.
Shit.
And Tanahashi versus Tenzan. We both had Tanahashi. Next show, we had two more. Three more.
Okay.
Because it was show today. All right. So Ishii versus Yujiro. I picked Yujiro. You picked Ishii. Ishii won. So you get a point.
Nice. On the board.
Big nigga Jim on the board. Kojima versus
Kojima.
versus Michael Elgin. I picked Elgin. You picked Kojima. Kojima won.
Nice.
So another point to Nigger Jim.
Two.
All right. So we had Carl Anderson versus Goto. Carl Anderson won. And we both picked Carl Anderson. Then we had Nakamura versus Nagata. Nakamura won, of course. And we both picked Nakamura, of course.
Obviously, so.
Then we had Okada versus Honma. I picked Okada. You picked Honma. And Okada won.
Okay.
So another
3-2.
Another point to T-Bird Black. Next show, Block A. We had Doc Gallows versus Bad Luck Fale. Hold on. Pretty sure Fale won that. Yeah, I marked it wrong. Fale won this match. All right, so Fale won. I had Doc to win. And you had Doc Gallows also to win. So, no points. Next up, Toriano versus Tenzan. I had Tenzan, you had Toriano, and Toriano won. So another point to Nigger Jim.
Yeah.
Shibata versus Makabe. Shibata won. I had Shibata. You also had Shibata. Ibushi versus Styles. We both picked a draw because we couldn't choose between our two favorites in Block A.
Right.
Ibushi won. Awesome, awesome fucking match. I'm going to have to show you that shit later.
Versus Nakamura?
No, versus AJ Styles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that shit was awesome. I thought their other match was better when Ibushi did the Phoenix Splash and got caught into Styles Clash in midair. That was fucking sweet, but now this time he hit him with the Phoenix Splash and won.
Okay.
Good shit.
So neither one of
the,
yeah, so that's 0-0 still. Okay.
Yep. Naito versus Tanahashi. Naito won, we both picked Tanahashi, so no points. All right, today's show from this morning. All right, we had Yujiro versus Yuji Nagata.
Was there no Block A on that show with AJ and Ibushi?
AJ and Ibushi are Block A.
Oh, I meant Block B. I'm sorry.
No, Block B and the Block A are different shows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a Block B show.
This is a Block B show.
Okay. I just want to make, because the way I'm writing it, I just want to make sure I got
okay.
it.
Okay.
There we go. Cool. All right.
All right. So today's show, Nagata versus Yujiro. Yujiro won. I picked Yujiro. You picked Nagata. Wait. Yeah, you picked Nagata. So I get that point.
All right.
Goto versus Hanma. Goto won. I had Goto. You had Hanma, so I get another point.
Fuck.
Ishii versus Anderson. I picked Anderson. You picked Ishii, so you get a point.
Yeah.
Ishii
there
won.
We go.
Elgin versus Nakamura, which didn't happen. Nakamura had to forfeit because he's hurt. Elgin won. We both picked Nakamura because we're smart.
Right.
And then Okada versus Kojima.
Kojima.
You picked Kojima. I picked Okada, so I get that point. So what are we looking at right now?
All right, we are at 7-3. I have picked poorly. I'm sorry, four. I get 7-4.
But we still have a lot of shows to go. So
yeah,
we got a whole nother month of this, or like two weeks, really. To be honest, last show's on the 16th. Motherfucker! Oh, everybody on the show a beer. Because motherfuckers want to Skype me during a podcast recording time.
Oh, man.
All right.
Could you keep your booty calls on your own time?
Right.
God damn it.
Booty?
God damn it.
Then podcasting.
Booty is more important than podcasting.
So tough enough.
I already jumped ahead a bit, but motherfucking ZZ surviving one more week despite Paige being a cunt to him.
Yeah, talking about his titties.
Yeah. Leave him alone. Like, and fucking
Paul Miz. Paul Miz replaced by The Miz.
By The Miz, I know.
And Miz saying that happen. Dumb white bitch. Like, really, Miz? Like, oh, I'm going to do my save for this bitch. Because
yeah.
What's funny is because on Tough Talk, she's like, I'm more than just my looks, and Miz saved her for her looks. Isn't that what he said? Like,
yeah.
Looks are important.
Yeah, and we need pretty bitches.
Yeah.
It's not that she's skilled in the ring. It's not that she has a good, you know, could cut a good promo or has any kind of discernible skills. He saved her because she looks hot.
Yeah, because he likes blonde bitches.
Yeah, yeah.
Named Maurice.
Yeah. Which is hot blonde bitch. I'm not gonna lie. Like, she is hot. Like, good for him that he fucking got that. But he took. It was so stupid. He's like, oh, shake things up a bit. No, don't. How about you don't? How about you just calm down for a week? This is your first week, and you're already using your save, dummy. Yeah. Like,
were you a MATA guy?
Kinda, not really though. Like, I liked what he did when they had to do like entrances and stuff.
Okay.
Like, he got I liked his intensity and how he did his promos and stuff, but I just don't think he'd be that exciting to watch in the ring.
Yeah, jacked up Tommaso Ciampa.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Super shredder Tommaso Ciampa.
Yeah.
So I was actually kind of surprised that he did leave though.
Yeah, it was only that bitch got saved because.
Yeah.
She was only 13%. I think
Z. Oh yeah, she would have been out of there, fucking gone.
Yeah.
But I know I fucking tweeted out toughen up ZZ because I want that motherfucker to win.
Yeah.
Like, they get somebody, like, they need to do a little bit of work on him, but he's fucking delightful, that guy.
Yeah.
For real. I love fucking listening to him talk. Like, he's already got a built-in fucking gimmick.
Right.
That would be perfect, yeah. You know?
We should get him to replace you on the podcast. Just have the T-Bird and ZZ show.
Yeah. Or, you know, we don't have people at all, but I mean, come on. I'm the heart and soul of this thing. Can't do this without me.
You're more like the left testicle. Like, you're important. But if you were gone, would we really miss you? I mean, the one on the right would just be the left and the right testicle at that point.
Okay. Yeah, so that's a kind of insulting. I don't really like that at all. I'm more essential to this show than a fucking left nut. Come on, man.
How often do you use your left nut, though? I use mine every day.
I specifically will it so it's only my left nut that nuts. That's it. You know? I have that power. I can do like left, right, both of them, you know, got full control over here, over both nuts.
It's like when you got to shoot the porn load, you're like, all right, lefty, righty, it's time for you to pull out my Megazord and shoot this load really quick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Camera's rolling.
Let me fucking combine Devastator over here and just unload, bitch. Boy, this has gotten really strange. But yeah, so fucking MMA guy on Tough Enough, I'm kind of starting to like less and less.
Yeah.
You know?
He keeps showing that he has no personality and he's exposing himself so badly. He's like, she's like, cut a promo on my bikini. He's like, yeah, your bikini is so hot. I'm like, dude, you know what a promo
so
is?
So hot.
Like,
you're hot and it bikini. Like, come on, dude. Like, you were so smooth fucking like going in for that kiss when you were going for a hug.
Yeah.
Which isn't even really smooth. It's kind of dickish if you think about it. But
you should probably just try like cutting stereotypical wrestler promos just to get used to talking. Just like generic. Oh, on Sunday I'm gonna kick your ass so bad that your mom's gonna feel it. Just stupid shit like that, just so you can just get used to just saying stuff.
like if he got picked and won this thing, they would have to put a fucking manager with him.
They don't want to do managers anymore, though. That's the thing.
That's the thing. They would have to, though. Like, if they really wanted that guy, they would have to put somebody that could talk with him. Or at least, like, put him in a tag team and just have him be, like, put him in a tag team with, like, a little guy or something and have him be, like, his backup or some shit. Because that dude's not going to be able to fucking cut a good promo.
Hate managers and they hate tag teams. So he's fucked.
Yeah. But I don't think they really hate tag teams anymore. No,
Vince hates tag teams.
Well, I don't think Vince is saying a lot about anything anymore because, like, they've been doing a lot of tag team shit.
Like, the tag team shit that they do is, like, not good, though. Like, they aren't presented as important. Like, we were just talking about a week ago how the Matadors disappeared for a month.
Yeah.
Just not featured in any way whatsoever. And then it's like, they're back. Let's just throw them all in one match and get it over with.
But see, that's what I don't understand is, like, why all of a sudden does he fucking hate tag teams? Like, how much money has he made?
He's hated tag teams since at least the 90s.
That's ridiculous. Like, yeah, that's some of the best tag teams were.
It's true, but that's the fact. He'd rather have two single stars as his tag team champions, so he doesn't have to worry about them being slotted as a tag team. Diesel and Shawn as tag team champions, as two dudes with attitudes. That's more of his idea of what he would want as a tag team. Like the Mega Powers, that's more of his idea of what he would want as a top tag team, because they're two individual stars together instead of a tag team.
I get it. It's just, yeah. I mean,
I think I also hear it's like he doesn't like the idea of paying two guys for one match or something stupid like that. I've heard. Like,
well, I mean, all I'm saying, I think their tag teams are being featured pretty prominently lately. I mean, with fucking Cesaro and Kid.
I mean, when they were on there 10 years ago when they weren't doing not even that, like 5 years ago or even 2 years ago when they weren't doing anything. But, I mean, think about it, Jim. When was the last time there was a tag team title match on the WrestleMania show? Not on the pre-show, on WrestleMania.
I'll give it to you. It's been a while. Granted, it has been a while. But I still say, like, I mean, they're doing a lot more for tag teams, it seems like. They're building more tag teams lately. I mean, it just, you know, in NXT, you got Blake and Murphy, you've got Enzo and Cass, you've got the Bod Villains.
Dude, they barely do shit with the tag teams in NXT. The NXT's tag team division is probably the worst part of the show. I mean, I'm a big Enzo and Cass fan. I like the Bod Villains, but they're not doing shit with any of them. I like Chad Gable. Not so much Jason Jordan, but I like Chad Gable. But still, it's like, that's probably their weakest point in the thing, because there hasn't been a sense of urgency in the tag team division since like 2000. It's just like, here's two guys, throw them together.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's building to that, though. It's coming back. It really is. That's what
there's more focus on the women right now than there are tag teams.
If Kid hadn't have fucking hurt his neck, I think we'd be having like a totally different conversation. Like, they were fucking,
dude, I don't even think so, because Kid hurt his neck after he lost the title and he was wrestling on not even Superstars in a dark match, and they were already building to New Day versus the Primetime Players because fucking Titus O'Neil won a dad award.
Yeah.
So even still, they're going to end up like the Matadors working dark matches and Superstars and fucking main event. Like, oh, right now you're not the prominent tag team that's challenging for the titles. There's usually two tag teams on TV, the champions and who they're challenging. And they'll wrestle singles together. They'll wrestle six-mans with somebody else in another feud, like a Neville and a Stardust. And then they'll wrestle each other on the pay-per-view. But until there's other tag teams involved in the tag team title storyline, they're not on TV and they're not featured.
Listen, you've got a point. But I think it's happening. Something is forming right now. you've got a lot of really good tag teams. Maybe they're not like every fucking match on Raw, but the matches they do have are fucking great. And then with Kid and Cesaro, like, I mean, you were gonna have a good chase for the tag team titles. Like, it was gonna be like fucking like back in fucking tag team TLC days, you know, with fucking the Hardys and the Dudleys and Edge and Christian. I think it was gonna build to something like that. You're gonna have something good like
that. And haven't done shit with them. Like, they could have saved NXT like, for all that shit. Like, I haven't seen Kalisto cool dive since coming up on the main roster.
What kind of fucked him, I think, was it was. I mean, it was an awesome match, but it could have been way fucking more than what it was. The fucking Elimination Chamber match,
right?
That they had. I think if that match had went like perfectly, things would be different right now.
It's like WWE is in this position where they're like a teenager learning how to drive and can't take their foot off the brake while they're trying to step on the gas with all their fucking stuff. So it's like they'll bring someone in, like, all right, let's do this. And they're like, oh, hold on, let's wait. And it's just start and stop forever. And nobody gets over with that. It's like, oh, here we go. New tag team, Lucha Dragons, have fun. Oh, wait, hold on, we're not
going to. They go to the safe. And then they go to the safety break of Randy Orton and John Cena.
Right.
Yeah. But, man,
Dude, no risk, no reward. Just fucking go balls deep into something and just let it happen.
I hope and pray. And
that's how I was born.
Recently, they've been doing such fucking great things with Cesaro. And it's just going to get better from here. And I hope and fucking pray that
you got more faith in them than I do. I don't see them ever. I can see them fucking up Cesaro way more than I can see them doing him any good. I mean, they fuck everything up. Like, what do they not fuck up?
Yeah. They fucked up a lot recently, I know, but I feel like NXT is really like opened them up.
Brian wrestled Sheamus at WrestleMania when he was the hottest dude in the company.
Yeah, I know.
In a nothing match.
Yeah. I'm talking about like just recently, like Raw's been really fucking good. Monday night
Raw's been better three weeks than it has been for the majority of the summer.
Yeah.
What pissed me off is like summer used to be like the best time for wrestling because growing up,
I know,
I didn't have cable. So summer was my wrestling time. I'd go to my cousin's house, I'd go to my grandma's house, and I'd watch the shit out of some wrestling. Mm-hmm. And now it's just like there's no priority. They don't have
anything. And they always had the fucking hottest shit happening over the summer.
Yeah, fucking, you know? SummerSlam and Fully Loaded.
And now
Great American Bash and the Bash at the Beach and Roll Wild and shit.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking
No Limit Soldiers versus the West Texas Rednecks.
I did like watching Road Wild just because it was all outside at the fucking Sturgis rally.
Yeah.
It just looked cool. Anyway, like, because they're building to fucking, and I watched SmackDown. I actually watched SmackDown because I heard there was like a lot of good matches and shit. I watched SmackDown, and there were. And Cesaro gave a fucking hell of a fucking promo. And then Kevin Owens came in and fucking interrupted that promo. And then Monday night, they had that fucking cool, like, fucking Cesaro just, like, charged the ring and, like, jumped over the fucking rope onto Kevin Owens. And
he jumped on Sheamus. I thought he was going to kill Sheamus.
Did he jump on Sheamus or Kevin Owens? I thought it was Kevin Owens. I'm sorry, but he kicked Kevin Owens like straight through the rope or whatever. That was great.
That was also Sheamus.
Was it whoever? It was fucking great.
Because he turned around from that and got powerbombed.
Yeah. Well, because I remember because Kevin Owens and Sheamus were on the outside fighting.
I would like to imagine that anytime I see Sheamus, I just see Kevin Owens instead. That would make my brain a lot more happy.
Yeah.
Because I just don't want to look at Sheamus's fucking face.
Well, like I said, I was only paying like half attention to Raw all night last night. So, like that part I actually watched.
Because Kevin was there.
Yeah. They're going to have the best fucking match at SummerSlam.
See, what they should do is they should just have a four-way and let it be for the Money in the Stank briefcase and get it away from Sheamus because I don't want him to be anywhere near a title of any kind.
That's what I'm afraid they're going to do with fucking Sheamus and Randy Orton. Or maybe just join up that to those two matches as a four-way, I guess is what you're saying.
And let Kevin or Cesaro win that briefcase. I'd be happy with either of those options.
I'm just really happy with Cesaro right now. That's fucking great to fucking watch this. So I'm fucking, this is me knocking on wood that fucking they do not fuck this up and they treat it very carefully and think about it, you know, take a moment, think about what you're about to do and then do the opposite.
You want to run through Raw because we don't have shit else to talk about?
I guess we can.
All right. So Stephanie and Triple H announced that SummerSlam is going to be a 4-hour pay-per-view, not including the pre-show. And tonight will be a night of firsts. So for the first time ever, we're going to have Big Show versus Dean Ambrose in a match that I'm not going to watch. Yeah. Also, Paige will face Sasha Banks, and Kevin Owens will face Randy Orton. And Alicia Fox and Nikki Bella will face Becky Lynch and Charlotte in a match that I won't watch. And Rollins said that he's still champion after facing Brock Lesnar. John Cena came out and said, hey, you're a joke. Let me get a shot at that belt right quick. And Triple H said, you can have a match for the U.S. title. Put that shit on the line. And he was like, cool. And they left. And so they announced the Stone Cold podcast will be back next week with Paige.
That'd be awesome to watch.
I think it was supposed to be Hogan, but he said nigger, so thank you.
Yeah.
Big Show versus Dean Ambrose. Big Show won by count out. Let's see. Neville versus Fandango. I think they're still building up to this Green Arrow appearance.
Yeah.
SummerSlam. I hope so.
Yeah.
So he can be like Stardust, you have failed the city, and shoot him in the face.
I feel like, yeah, right. I feel like Stardust gets a bad rap. I really like Stardust. I really do. He gives fucking fantastically entertaining promos. And then he's been throwing little bits of his fucking dad in there.
Yeah.
Like fucking, I watched SmackDown and he showed up on the Titantron and shit and he fucking pulled out my head is touching your hand. He pulled that out. They fucking Monday night, he talked about dining with kings and queens. So
kings and Oliver Queens.
Yeah. Kings. Yeah. Good point.
Yeah.
Building up to that Stephen Amell match. Oh boy. I really like this feud, and I think it's mostly based on the fucking match card they had last week, where it was like comic book style, and it just looked awesome. I liked it, so it's made me kind of interested in this.
Sasha Banks and Paige. What'd you think of this match?
That was a good
Sasha
match.
Sasha Banks is like one of my favorites. It was pretty fresh. Sasha won with the bank statement.
Yep. Very unexpected.
I like her double knees to the first straight across the ropes move. That's my shit.
Yeah. Oh, when she did like when Paige was sitting down in the corner, she did like the Elijah expression into her head.
Yeah, that was cool too.
Yeah.
Renee Young interviewed Seth Rollins. Blah, blah, blah.
He said stuff.
He said some stuff.
That's things.
They announced that Arnold's going to be in the 2K16 game. What do you think of this shit?
Yes. That's fucking great, dude.
I sent you that shit early in the morning the other day. I was like, this is what I wake up to. It recreated the entire Arnold shows up scene from Terminator 2. I just hope his entrance involves him coming in a ball of fucking electricity so I can use that for my guy.
Oh, man. It would have to, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that has to be his entrance. Don't be a dick about it.
Just have him walking slowly to the ring. That'd be lame. I want to see.
And then just like have the fucking like the lightning ball just. Then that would be fucking awesome. I still can't believe I couldn't figure out how to do that for Triple H's entrance.
That's how you should have came out, man. That would have been dope.
Like they could have had like some kind of like hologram thing set up to fucking make the fucking bolt of lightning or the mm-hmm. or the lightning ball or whatever.
Yeah.
And then have
been
him,
in like a ball that just had light, said look like lightning. Yeah. And the ball just opens and he comes out of it and stands up like Arnold.
Yeah. And shit. They could have like raised him. Yeah, they could have raised him up with an elevator and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And the but have like a strobe light effect going, so it would kind of like look like he was like blinking in and out of existence or in and out of time, and then just stop the strobe light and there he is.
Yeah.
They fucking better have this entrance now that we're talking about it. Is that like thinking about it, like motherfucker? There's not a person in this world that would not give that entrance to their guy.
Yeah, I'm giving Arnold all Young Buck moves. He's gonna be doing more bang for your buck. He's gonna be doing the moonsault off the apron and shit. He's gonna do super kicks.
Super kicks,
suck it.
Fucking throwing up. Fucking NWO, too sweet.
Too sweetened people.
Oh man. And then what I say to fucking give him the Bomaye.
Yeah.
Just so you can, just you can see him do the setup of fucking like leaning all the way back and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Lucha Dragons versus the Matadores.
This was a good match.
Titus and Darren's on commentary. The highlight of this, the greatest thing ever, fucking New Day interrupts, and they come skipping down the ring. Kofi doing the best New Day clap ever. I laughed so fucking hard.
I missed this. I'm going to have to go back and watch this.
Down the ramp, and Big E doing a cabbage patch while skipping with him, and they were holding up a sign that said, Real Mega Dad of the Year, pointing at Kofi. It was so fucking funny.
Oh my
dude.
God.
I laughed so hard.
Isn't it great how like not really these guys were and like to how great they are now?
Yeah.
I love it.
I think it's because they just they let them do what they want to do.
Yeah.
And they kind of just roll with it. Cause there's just some shit that they say in their promos. I'm like, I know none of these white folks that write their lines. Watch Don't Be a Menace to South Central while drinking your juice in the hood.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or watch these vines where he's talking about got him.
Got him.
Unless Mime is writing their promos and shit. Which I doubt.
He fucking loves that
because
guy.
If they write WWE promos while they manage wastewater, then I don't know. Maybe he's writing that shit, but I doubt.
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, most WWE promos sound like they came from poo-poo water. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are pretty shitty.
Yeah.
Except this, Bray Wyatt came out and cut a promo.
Yeah.
What did he say?
When Bray Wyatt comes out and cuts a promo, it's pretty great. And this one was great. It was a recommitment to the Wyatt family for Luke Harper.
Yeah, Luke Harper's back in the family. Yep. Do you know who's going to be their third guy?
Is it Damian Sandow? Maybe. Or are they going to do Bo Dallas?
Think NXT.
Think NXT.
This is just a rumor, but think NXT. Who's featured prominently on NXT that could fit in with the Wyatt family?
Oh.
And they suck. Think about that.
That fucking, that French guy.
No.
Oh. Fucking, fuck, I can't think. I don't know. Not Kevin Owens.
The rumor is Baron Corbin.
Really?
That's the rumor.
Oh boy.
That would suck. And they're supposed to be doing a match with Sting versus Baron Corbin and the Wyatt family.
Wow, huh?
That's the match is going to happen. It's Sting is going to come save Roman Reigns. They're going to do Sting and the Shield against the Wyatt family.
Shut up. At SummerSlam?
Yes.
Really?
This is WrestleMania of the summer. They're going all out. This shit's 4 hours.
Wow. I will just be damned. Okay. He'd be a weird Wyatt family guy.
Baron Corbin, yeah.
Yeah.
For one, he can't work.
Yeah, yeah. Can't cut a promo.
Can't cut a promo. Failed at football. And he's from Kansas City, so That's not good. Not even from Kansas. He's from Lenexa, Kansas.
Yeah, he's from fucking Kansas. Don't fucking saddle us with that fucking guy.
With his weird ass tattoos on his chest. A bird in a cage and shit. No, it's a heart in a cage being carried by birds. Fucking and stars. Pussy. Like, what kind of fucking tattoo is that?
I don't know.
What pussy is, tattoo. What, he tattooed on his leg some shit about Jesus?
Wasn't it like, I don't know. He was giving a fucking.
I determine your fate or some shit like that.
Yeah, he was giving some kind of fucking terrible vignette promo.
I mean, but at least he got a vignette promo to talk about who the fuck he is. All these guys are all like, I don't know who the fuck they are.
Yeah.
I skipped my favorite part of the show, though. Fucking Rusev came out.
Oh, God. This fucking.
I fucking love Rusev. Rusev is my favorite.
I do too.
And he's like, he has his new Lana, which is his hot Summer Rae. He's like, Summer, you are so beautiful.
Here, like, I am giving you a dog.
I have present. And he gives her a dog. Like, this dog is ugly and has skinny legs and is neutered. We'll name him Dog Ziggler.
God. And then remember when he was the Bulgarian brute?
Okay, like, hold on. After I run through this, I'm going to tell you the evolution of the Rusev character. So, he gives her also a dead fish to remind her of another cold dead fish, which I think is a reference to Lana's vagina. I'm not sure. You can fill me on this. But he's like, we'll name it Lana. And Lana comes out, says, shut up, kicks Summer, and rubs her face into the fish. And Rusev was like, ugh. And she slaps Rusev, and Rusev throws the fish at her. The fish explodes on the ramp. And so Rusev tries to console Summer without touching her because he doesn't want to get fish guts on his hands. Right. So this is where I think this is going. So they're going to do a tag team match. Dolph's going to probably come back next week. It's going to be Dolph and Lana against Rusev and Summer, right? Mm-hmm. Lana's going to turn on Dolph because Rusev is a real man. This dude has a beard and chest hair and shit. Dolph's all waxed and probably has like a 2-inch penis. Rusev has to be thick and like, he has to be like roll of quarters hard and shit like that. Because he's Bulgarian, he's a brute. He has to have a brutish penis.
Yeah.
And so she's like, I kind of want that Bulgarian dick. This little white circumcised penis ain't doing shit for me. And so she fucking turns on Dolph. Dolph gets put in the accolade, and then fucking he can't leave Summer. So it's gonna be Rusev as this Western Eastern European fucking pimp dude with two holes and shit. He's gonna start wearing shiny ass shirts that don't have buttons on them, but kind of look like button up shirts where his chest hair hangs out in gold chains. If his hair is slicked back, like, haha, I have all the women's. And he's gonna be a sleazy guy. He's gonna be like Joey Ryan, but like European.
Come to your country attacking your women, your ugly women.
What? No fat chicks.
I hope you're not right.
But how would that not be awesome TV? Just have that would be Rusev.
That would be pretty funny.
I know that I'm would sure you've seen those funny. Guys at Velvet Rope Clubs with shiny ass shirts. Or they come into your like your job or some shit and they just smell like a pound of cologne. And not even just like any cologne you can just buy out the store. It's like a mixture of all the colognes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they still stink at the same time. Like they didn't take a good shower. And all their chest hair is in your face when they're talking to you and shit. You can't take your eye off that shit. That's how Rusev is going to be. And lots of gold chains.
Maybe he shouldn't have started wearing shoes. That's just a slippery slope now.
To shiny shirts.
To shiny ass shirts. Shiny ass V-neck shirts.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Kevin Owens and Randy Orton. A Randy Orton match that didn't put me to sleep because Kevin Owens was there.
Yeah.
Not the best match, but it was good.
Yeah. It's fun to watch. It really, like, I know it's like they were all talking about, oh, it's a night of first. I really wish they would have just stopped saying it. Like, because, like, this isn't that big a deal, you know?
You know how WWE is. They have to fucking say everything ad nauseum so you can just remember it and shit. I don't know why they do that shit. It's just like, all right, yeah, I get it.
JBL, like, every 5 seconds, not a first. My name is CDL. Like, fucking shut up, dude. God damn.
Yeah, it was a DQ. We talked about this already. Sheamus kicked Randy in the face, and then Cesaro came out and splashed onto Sheamus, fucking did his Chris Hero kick onto him on the outside, and turned around and got Papa Powerbomb.
Yeah. Still an awesome run in, though. Yeah.
Kevin always needs to be world champion. That's all I'm saying.
Had a lot of fire. I can't, goddamn, like, I cannot wait for fucking Sami Zayn to get better so he can go right to the main roster and fucking just, like, attack Kevin Owens like his first night back, like Kevin not even knowing he's going to be there, like they did at NXT before their second match.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want that to happen on
this show on Raw. Just start beating the shit out of people, like, what the
fuck is going on?
Then Michael's like, that's Sami Zayn, he wants revenge. And Kevin Owens is on the main roster now, so he can't go to NXT to get revenge. He has to come to Raw to get revenge. In my head, Michael Cole sounds like Mickey Mouse.
Pretty accurate.
Yeah. It's equally grating.
His voice,
just going to lead it. Like, he's going to interrupt him in the Royal Rumble and, like, eliminate him or some shit and beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
And then they're going to lead into a WrestleMania match. And it'll be WrestleMania with T-Bird in attendance. Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens. No holds barred. Fight for that honor. Loser leaves town. Loser leaves mask.
Somebody gets fucking pile driven through two tables that are propped up in between two ladders.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And
that happened.
Yeah, please. If you have any decency in your heart. And also make Cesaro win the Royal Rumble. So we also get Cesaro in the main event for the title. Make that happen also. Thank you, sweet dear Lord.
Yeah, sweet wrestling Jesus.
Sweet wrestling Jesus. Amen.
John Cena versus Seth Rollins for the U.S. title. Good little match.
Mm-hmm. John Cena got his nose fucking broke.
John Cena's new gimmick, he has the best match on every show.
Yeah.
When this happened, I still don't know.
So it's so weird to think that. Like, having good matches. What am I supposed to do?
We can't be mad at John.
But yeah, he got his
fucking promos.
He got his fucking smashed ass. I didn't even see it happen.
Soundwave or fucking guy from Square One TV, Mad Talk? Shit.
Lord Megatron.
And yeah, John Cena's doing two things I never thought he'd do: making titles seem important and having good matches. Because it used to be, oh yeah, I don't care about these titles. I just care about, like, throwing hats and selling t-shirts.
Yeah.
Now it's like, oh no, this title means something. Yeah. And it's like, oh, really, John Cena? Because you didn't care about any other title you ever won, ever.
Yeah. I bet fucking it would seem like the Intercontinental title was important too if Daniel Bryan had to get his neck hurt.
It was a concussion, actually.
Mm.
I'm like one chapter into his book already, by the way.
Oh, really? How is it?
It's okay. I don't like the way it's written. Because it's like, right, one guy writing a journal about Daniel Bryan going into WrestleMania and Daniel Bryan telling the story of his life at the same time.
Oh.
So I don't know. It's,
that only works for a movie.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, I guess it's probably just the format I'm reading it in ebook format. But it doesn't transition well. Like, I don't know when the Daniel Bryan part starts and the dude writing the journal part ends. Because, like, he'll be talking about Bryan in third person and calling him Daniel Bryan, not Bryan Danielson. And it's like, I don't like this. But it's okay from what I've read so far. I hear it's good, but I'm only think he hasn't even gone to start training yet where I am.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
So he hasn't even... He hasn't even gotten any heat by this point in the book yet.
No.
He hasn't said anything about anybody in the company or anything yet.
Nope, not yet.
Yeah. Oh boy.
So that's Raw. Monday Night Raw, everybody. How's New Japan on Access been treating you?
I haven't watched this week yet. I didn't get around to it.
Did you watch the Styles and Minoru Suzuki match?
No, shit. I haven't finished that either.
Okay. So you.
So I guess I haven't.
No homework.
Yeah, I guess I haven't watched it for about 2 weeks. So, like, I started watching it the other night, and then I think
Where's Nakamura?
You and I had started watching something. I know we were going around on infomercials and shit the other night.
Oh, yeah. That's what happened. Tell him that's telling Jesus water.
Yeah, Jesus water. That'll get you paid. Jesus water.
So if you order this guy's water, you will get random divine money deposited into your bank account out of nowhere.
Yeah. Money, if you have cancer, that's gone. If you can't walk, that's gone. You'll
be breakdancing and throwing your fucking walker away.
Yeah. Throwing your walker straight up in the air and just like Jesus fucking testifying dancing. And this motherfucker pulls out the fucking another fucking Dusty Rhodes gimmick where he fucking reaches out. He's like, my hand is touching your hand. All his were like, reach out. I can feel every single one of you, you know. Like,
creepy old man with black people in his congregation just seems not healthy to me.
If Dusty was selling this water, I'd buy a million crates of it.
Hell yeah. I mean, Dusty said it's okay. I mean, fuck, Dusty wouldn't lie to me. He's a common man. I'm a common man, too.
Yeah. But Dusty wouldn't sell that shit because of the common man. Because he is the common man. Working hard get some with his
Jesus
hands.
Money dropped in my bank account.
Yeah, right? Where's my Jesus money?
Now, what do you do with the water? Do you drink the water? Do you, like, rub it all over your body and your nether regions? Do you pour it onto the money that you have now?
So it'll multiply like Shrinky Dinks?
Yeah.
Like, you have tiny money that's on the money you have now. It just needs to add water. It's dehydrated.
That's Shrinky Dinks. That's those dinosaurs that turn big in water. That never got big like they do in the picture. I don't know if I was doing it wrong or you got to use a certain kind of water.
No, there was that episode of The Simpsons where fucking Bart fucking paid $5 for those things and like called Lisa outside to spray them, and he thought about it like they grew like fucking 10 stories tall and just started squeezing her. Oh, man. But then they just like barely expanded and went right down the sewer. I don't know if I ever had those. I feel like I did.
How did Bart get that $5?
He sold his soul.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. That's the best episode.
Yeah. Sold his soul to Milhouse.
I knew it was something he did to get that $5 that he wasted.
Yeah.
Sold something to grown up made it scare kids like the Boogeyman and Michael Jackson.
Yeah, right. God bless mom's soul and dad's soul and Maggie's soul. Bart, you didn't finish your spaghetti and mo balls. Shut up, you fool. They could be ours. Oh, God. That's so great. There's a section Myman will fucking love.
Yeah. Shout out to Myman.
I used to fucking record Simpsons off of 38 Family Greats when they used to play two in the evening at 6 to 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
I used to take, like, I had stacks of videotapes that I would fucking carry around in a grocery bag whenever I went to fucking somebody's house.
Just so you can watch Simpsons episodes you've seen a million times?
Just so we can watch Simpsons episodes together, yeah.
Yeah. And now you just got all the DVDs?
I got all the DVDs, yeah. Well, most of them. There's been quite a few that have come out lately that I don't have. But if I can get that FXX app, or that FX app, it has like every season on there.
Really?
So yeah. Because they had that every Simpsons Every Marathon when they finally started playing. And it's so weird that it took them this long. It took FX, which is owned by Fox. Simpsons are owned by Fox. It took them this long to start playing Simpsons reruns.
I don't like that. FXX. I don't like the fact that they took my Sonny off regular FX and put it on the FXXX. So, like, it gets shitty ratings now.
Yeah.
And it's weird. It's like, Sonny used to do, like, awesome ratings. Like, why is Sonny on FXXX, but Archer, like, isn't? But yeah, like,
Archer gets to stay on regular FX. I feel like Sonny should have fucking stayed on regular FX. Like, that's been a staple television show for them.
Like, FX wasn't doing shit. Yeah. Until Sonny came right. What they Sonny had, the Shield on. And Sonny.
They had the Shield, they had Rescue Me, and they had Sonny.
Yeah. Nobody watched Rescue Me. Nip Tuck, was that around the same time? I didn't watch Nip
Tuck. I guess Nip Tuck would have been kind of rad. Yeah. Yeah. I never really watched Nip Tuck either.
I didn't watch that shit either.
All I know is that they casted that dude as fucking Dr. Doom and he sucked at it.
Victor Von Doom.
Fake ass Victor Von Doom.
Are you going to go see Fantastic Four?
I doubt it.
You don't want to go see the Black Fantastic Four?
I just don't care. It looks like they suck every bit of fun that the Fantastic Four should have. Every kind of bit of levity and everything. It just feels like they sucked every last bit of it out.
I mean,
just to make it like this.
That other Fantastic Four movie, they didn't do shit, like, at all. Like, nothing happened in that movie.
Yeah.
I did not like that.
I will stand by this. I actually liked Rise of the Silver Surfer a lot more than the first one,
dude.
Just because they did a lot more. There's a lot like
I
bigger
see
things
Rise
happening.
Rise of the Silver Surfer, to be honest,
yeah,
passed. I didn't need to see it.
I don't know if it's floating around or anything, but I know that Brian Posehn and Patton Oswalt wrote a script for a Fantastic Four movie that never got made.
Oh yeah.
I would like to see that movie. That movie's probably like the best Fantastic Four. So yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'm gonna go see it.
I mean, I can use my money I didn't spend on seeing Terminator to see Fantastic Four.
Fuck that. Like, find somewhere that's playing Mad Max Fury Road. Use your money for that. Fury Road was like by far the best movie this summer.
I don't think that's playing anymore, to be honest.
Is it not anywhere?
I don't think so.
That sucks.
That came out in like March.
Yeah, I know, but it's still like I still see people fucking going to like dollar theaters and shit and seeing it.
This is Chicago. Ain't no dollar theaters.
Ain't no dollar theaters in Chicago.
Dude, nothing in Chicago costs a dollar.
That's sad.
There's $5 theaters. Does that count?
If it's showing like movies from like a couple months ago, then yeah, they're about to come out on DVD.
Nope. But art house theaters and like the theater I went to go see Batman Mask of the Phantasm at for my birthday.
Oh man, I'm still bummed I never got to see that in the theater.
That was pretty fresh.
I really wanted to go see that.
Yeah. It was pretty much in and out. Like, next thing, I didn't even know it was coming to theaters. I just thought it was going to be like on TV or some shit. I don't even know why.
Yeah.
But
I actually didn't get to see that until like a couple years after it came out. I didn't get a chance to see it.
I think I saw it the summer after it came out. I was in Kansas City and my mom rented it. And so we watched it then.
Right on.
That fucking Batman Joker probably gets his tooth knocked out.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking sweet.
Yeah.
So we should review a movie.
We should.
You want to do Leprechaun Origins with
with Hornswoggle?
Yeah.
You know, I thought the same thing. I guess so. I guess we go ahead and do that since it's on Netflix. There is a new Bautista movie that just showed up.
Really? What's it called?
I don't remember. I don't think it's WWE Films, though, so... But we did review that. We did review... I don't think I've even seen Scorpion King 1.
You never saw Scorpion King?
I don't think I have. I saw The Mummy. Was it 3?
Mummy Returns, when The Rock shows up for 2 seconds and then it comes back as a CGI scorpion?
Yeah. That was I saw that. 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I don't think I've ever seen
I was
seen
mad
Scorpion
because
King.
I was like seeing The Rock film like all the shit for Scorpion King and they're like it was for Mummy Returns and I'm like, oh hell yeah, Rock's gonna be all in this shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, Rock, when's Rock coming back? Like, is The Rock coming back? And nope.
When's The Rock coming back? Oh, we get fake Scorpion Rock. Like, it looks cool, but that's not really him.
This Bautista movie is called House of the Rising Sun. A former cop of the criminal past finds himself at the center of a violent robbery that exposes secrets he's worked hard to keep hidden. So he's gay. Dave Bautista, Amy Smart, and Machete.
More Amy Smart. She was in The Reunion.
Oh, okay. Is that who was in The
Reunion? Never. She was the sister in The Reunion. Never mind. Except for Danny Trejo. That movie sounds like shit.
We could also do Inside Out starring Triple H.
What's that one?
Triple H and Michael Rapaport. Triple H out of jail again. Who's determined to stay on the right side of the law.
See, oh my god.
The rail when his best friend involves him in an accidental shooting. It's a chaperone without the light-hearted part.
Yeah, without the children. I'm going to have to take a hard pass on that. Let's just...
It seems like a bitter pill to swallow.
Oh, man. Like, we should just... We should just watch Leprechaun Origins.
All right.
Because we haven't really done it. All these movies have been like action movies. This has got to be like more horror.
And we had that comedy. Those comedies like been in the rules, if you want to call that a comedy.
Madness. I wouldn't even call that a comedy.
I wouldn't even call that a movie.
I wouldn't either. That was
just stuff happening. Oh, The Rock and Hercules is on Netflix also, so we can do that too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I saw that.
He has Prince Puma's fucking lion head that he wears to the ring.
Yeah. let's do that one. Let's do that one, because I have been kind of
checking out. I want to do Leprechaun.
You want to do? All right, we'll do Leprechaun.
Do you think he goes to the hood in this one?
Probably not, since it's the origin.
Okay. That could be a twist that he was in the hood the whole time.
And you were there. And you were there.
Hold on, let me see. Leprechaun Origins. I don't even see this shit. Leprechaun in Space. Leprechaun 3. Leprechaun 2. Leprechaun with Jennifer Aniston. They have all the Leprechauns. Leprechaun in the Hood. Leprechaun Back to the Hood. We should just watch all the Leprechaun movies. Bullshitting. Leprechaun 3 was my favorite. That's when he went to Vegas.
That's the one when they went to Vegas.
Yeah.
That dude started to turn into a leprechaun. The fucking chick crawled out of the TV and fucking killed that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude thought he was going to have sex with the girl in the TV.
What was the little kid in the first one? I think it was like Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I don't know. I just imagine him being a little kid in all the movies in the 90s that I didn't know that he was in. Like Angels in the Outfield and that one episode of Quantum Leap.
Yeah. Boy, I hated the little kid opposite Joseph Gordon-Levitt in Angels in the Outfield.
The little black kid?
Whole movie. It could happen. Shut your mouth. I'm going to punch it shut. Oh my God. It was like every 5 seconds with that kid. Although I did like Christopher Lloyd, and what kind of a shitty father wouldn't fucking claim his son if a goddamn baseball team doesn't win a fucking championship?
You know who? Myman.
I can see him fucking disowning his children after, like, say the fucking Royals like lose or something.
Funny, I almost said the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Oh, like if the Chiefs win the pennant?
The Chiefs win the pennant. If the Chiefs started playing baseball and won the pennant. He's already said he's going to deny him toys, and I already told him, I'm like, the fuck you are.
Why would he deny his kid toys?
Because he's a dick.
You're a dick to your only son?
Yep.
He's gonna deny it. Son?
Yeah, he's like, he's gonna deny him toys and push him into baseball, and
he can't have.
Both. He also offered to pay me to hit them for him.
Tell him that my dad tried to push me into sports and it turned me gay. So. just lightly suggest that he play sports and say, oh, this. might be fun. I don't know.
This is a cool thing, maybe. If you don't want to do it, you don't have to. But I don't want you to be gay. So I can't think of anything worse than that. I
this game called basketball. Oh, look, there's a penis over there. Let me go look at it really quick.
Hold on, man. I'm intrigued by this thing over here. You wait. Let's check this out. This thing hanging off this guy, and I don't know, something about it. Hold on one second.
He's just doing something right quick. Hold on.
Oh, God.
RockWrestlingPodcast.podomatic.com is our website.
Sure is.
RockWrestlingPodcast@gmail.com is our email address. Big Nigger Jim on Twitter is at Sweet Jim Reaper. I'm on Twitter at something. Ninja Tyler Black. We're available on Twitter. Stitcher. Yeah, we're on Stitcher, iTunes, Pod Directory, Podomatic. Whatever odd, I use. Podcast Addict.
That's not a real thing.
That's my go-to for listening to my own voice. So anywhere podcasts are available, we are there, nigga. Subscribe so this shit can come automatically to your phone. We're on them Reddits, that wrestling email app. So we might pop up on there. So give us a shout out. Give us a little follow ski. So Nigga Jim's going to ride off into the sunset. I'm going to go to bed and jerk off and go to sleep at the same time. So for Nigger Jim, I'm Tyler Black. This has been another episode of The Rock
and Goddamn Wrestling
Podcast, you dumb son of a
oh hell yeah.
Be a man, Hulk.
Quit saying the N-word.
Hulk Hogan is a real big punk. shit.
You leave out and leaving